Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. All eyes now on New Hampshire's primary. That is coming up next Tuesday, the 23rd. Donald Trump holding a rally in Atkinson, New Hampshire, telling supporters one rival is counting on independents to win.
Nikki Haley, in particular, is counting on the Democrats and liberals to infiltrate your Republican primary. You know that. That's what's happening.
And Mr. Trump says his supporters should ignore his large lead in the polls.
Don't believe the polls. Or even if you want, think we're 1 point down. We're not. We're like 30 points up. But don't believe me. You have to get out and you have to vote.
Authorities in Pennsylvania say five people have been killed when they were hit by a semi. Authorities say the victims had been involved in an earlier fender bender and were inspecting the damage when the big rig plowed into them. Also at townhall.com, White House says stopping the Houthi Red Sea attacks is paramount.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the ongoing threat by Yemen's Houthi rebels to commercial vessels in the Red Sea was an all-hands-on-deck problem that the U.S. and allies must address together to minimize impact on the global economy. His comments on Tuesday came as the U.S. launched a new strike against the Houthis, the third assault on the Iranian-backed group in recent days. The rebel attacks have already caused significant disruptions to global trade. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Growing tension now. Pakistan recalling its ambassador earlier today to Tehran, a day after Iran launched airstrikes on Pakistan that it claimed targeted bases for a militant Sunni separatist group. Islamabad denounced that attack, saying two children were killed. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke, or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wolnow, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued.
This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. The Mirage's iconic volcano show has gone dormant. Crews there setting up a massive fake mountain for an interactive display that's part of Super Bowl 58's entertainment options called Paramount Mountain. That fan attraction will be open the days before the big game on February 11th. In fact, it opens on the 8th of February and will run through Super Bowl Sunday. Visitors will enter the block-long attraction on the Las Vegas Strip and interact with experiences that are inspired by popular Paramount content like Transformers, Yellowstone, and Dora the Explorer. Volcano show temporarily closed down this past Sunday. It's expected to return by mid-February. Hard Rock International, the owners of the Mirage, plan to build a 660-foot tall guitar-shaped hotel tower where the volcano is currently located. A final show date for the volcano has not yet been set. Costco Food Court fans have a new treat on the menu. It's a double chocolate chunk cookie. Now, the latest addition comes after the retailer dropped the $1.49 churro from its menu. The new sweet treat, also a little more expensive. It's going to cost you $2.49, but it's served warm and comes with semi-sweet or bittersweet chocolate. Now, the churro now joins other food court favorites that have been dropped from the menu, and they include the combo pizza slice and the Polish dog. Adults will soon be able to be kids again. An immersive entertainment attraction is opening here soon on the Las Vegas Strip. You'll enter Playground by going down a slide just as you did back in a kid, being a kid on the playground back in the day. The interactive attraction to feature more than 20 larger-than-life nostalgic games, along with two bars and a private event rooms. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. 670kmzq.com. Click on the Listen Live button.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Minor accident on the way in from the Northwest Valley rounding the Rainbow Curve. You'll see that on 95 southbound at Jones. It's off to the right out of the travel lane, southbound 95 at the Jones exit ramp. Still working on one in the Southwest Valley. Injury wreck in the middle of the intersection of Rainbow and Robindale. That's going to affect travels in all directions there. Also one in the Middle Valley, Washington and Martin Luther King Boulevard, also in the middle of the intersection there, MLK in Washington. Once these morning clouds move on, should be a beautiful day in the valley. Today's highs in the low 60s, 45 degrees still right now, though. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Gather around. The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local. We always save our best for last, so it is today. Good friend, hasn't been on the show in a couple of years, I think, but he's a great guy, and he is knowledgeable. He is a Northern Nevada guy, and he's joining us now, Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation, an entrepreneur and politically active in Northern Nevada. He joins us now. Rico, how you been, my friend?
I've been great. And boy, Kevin, that intro with those terrible quotes, tapes of Biden are just painful to listen to.
Oh, I know.
Painful.
But it's true. I mean, the tape doesn't lie. And that's why we have to replace him as president of the United States, and more importantly, as commander in chief.
I can sum up his presidency in one word also. Idiocy. Those things are funny in a way, but it's pitiful, to listen to it. Hey, by the way, we're having a heat wave up here. It's 46 degrees.
Oh my God!
Can you believe that? Usually, it's so much warmer in the south than up here, but for here, 46 degrees at 8 in the morning it's going to be a nice warm day.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Again, Rico Aller joining us. One of the things that our staff was doing is we were saying, let's find somebody who wasn't a big Trump supporter in 2016, didn't support the America First agenda, and let's see if we can find out where they are today in the year 2024. And we didn't have to go far because Rico Aller is a friend of mine. Does that properly describe you that you were not in the Trump camp in 2016?
I was not in the Trump camp in the primary. I was a Ted Cruz guy, and this, you're giving me an opportunity for a mea culpa, aren't you?
I am.
Well, I was not a supporter, but I'll tell you what, I sure supported him in the general, and I supported him all the way in 2020. In the primary, in the general. I've always been America First. No question about that. I just wasn't supportive of Donald Trump. Now he represents that now, and I'm glad he does. And I'm proud of him. I, I wish he would. I wish he would be more. You know, his rule that he will never apologize. Well, I just broke that rule because I apologized for not supporting him to begin with. But if he would do just a gracious, he doesn't have to grovel, but just say, you know, I've made some mistakes in the way I've dealt with some people, and I regret it. And just that's all he's got to say, because there's millions of people just waiting to hear that. And they'd come right around to his point of view because they love what he does and what he did. They just didn't like the rhetoric and the, you know, the talk, you know, naming people.
Well, let me ask you, and I know you're busy running this multi-million dollar operation up there in Carson City. But I'm curious if you had a chance to see anything from Monday night, the victory speech, or yesterday in New Hampshire, because he did a unifying speech. He wants to bring together all the elements of the Republican Party. And it was... it was different. It was a different Donald J. Trump. It was unifying.
The tone.
It wasn't divisive.
And not only did he talk about unifying the Republican Party, he talked about unifying the country. And that is something that he really has to do. And that reaches out and reaches across to a lot of independent voters that want someone that's going to represent all of us and not say, we're the good guys, you're the bad guys. I think he did a wonderful job. I did not hear the New Hampshire speech. That's where Ramaswamy was there, but I didn't get to hear that one.
And by the way, Vivek was amazing. It was like he was auditioning for vice president. And I think he made major strides. I don't know what Trump is thinking relative to a vice presidential nominee, but I got to tell you, it was a pretty powerful speech from Vivek Ramaswamy. No, he was great.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here right next. We just finished bidding a job. My son-in-law is with me. He's sitting in the truck with me as I do this interview. And he was a Ramaswamy guy. And I love Vivek, but I think he's a little bit too young, and I don't think he's I would like to see more of a track record of performance in the political arena, not just in business.
If you get a chance, go to cspan.org and check out the rally last night in New Hampshire. It was powerful stuff from a
That's
Donald
awesome.
Trump standpoint, but also Vivek gave a glowing endorsement of Donald J. Trump. So
I did hear that clip. I heard that clip on the radio. I didn't get to hear the whole speech. I was otherwise occupied.
You're a working guy. You
got to make a living. I was at the office this morning at 6:45, and got the crews out. Helped the guys get the crews out. I don't run the show there much anymore. Most of what I do is purchasing and I clean the toilets and cheerlead.
Hey, let me just ask you. We knew it was going to be a Trump victory, a big Trump victory. Nobody, I'll bet you, even the Trump people, are surprised at a 30-point win. What did you think of that win in Iowa?
I think it's unbelievable, and I was really pleased. I like Ron DeSantis a lot, but he's like watching paint dry. He doesn't got the, you know, Ramaswamy is just so fun to listen to. He's just so exciting. And DeSantis, despite the fact he has a tremendous record, he's just kind of dull, and I can accept a dull president. But the fact that he beat Nikki Haley, as you know, by just a few points, but half of her votes were from Democrats, half of them, according to the report that I've just heard. And also, she spent $1,800 per vote that she got. $1,800.
That's incredible.
That's unbelievable amount of money. And it was Democrat money, by the way.
I was going to say, that's kind of the new version of Biden inflation when you end up having... Yeah. $1,800.
It seems like her whole purpose, certainly the Democrats that are supporting her, their purpose is to just to harm Donald Trump. That was the whole point of it. Well, you know, I think she's toast. I really do. I was favorable toward her. I wasn't going to support her over Trump by any means. There's no one else that I would have supported over Trump. But I think she really shot herself, because all of that Democrat money and she had a Democrat event at some high powered Democrat apartment in Manhattan, you know, stuff like that. That doesn't make conservatives feel comfortable about you.
One of the things that people now are doing over the course of the next 4 or 5 days, and that is trying to hammer out what is going to happen in New Hampshire and ultimately in Nevada. But let's begin with New Hampshire. Your thoughts on New Hampshire and what this will mean coming off the 30-point win in Iowa.
Well, Trump's not going to win New Hampshire by 30 points, but I'm going to guess he wins by a very comfortable 10 points, and DeSantis will come in third. Behind Nikki Haley, and
is
then,
he toast? Is he toast?
Oh yeah, I think he is. I think it's 99.5% likely that Trump will be the nominee. And when they get to South Carolina, it will be over, because if DeSantis doesn't perform extremely well in South Carolina, I mean within a few points or win, he's done. And you know, his money's drying up right now, and so is Nikki Haley's. Their money's just drying up. Because people say, yeah, you know, there's no hope here. And you don't want to, you know, I'm one of the few people that you know that will give money to a candidate I know is going to lose. I'll give, you know, I'll max out the candidates I know are going to lose because I love them and I really respect them and I believe in them. And so I'll do it, knowing full well that they're not going to be the winning candidate. But that's a pretty rare thing. There aren't very many people that will do that. Most people give because they want access of some kind. And, you know, when I was in politics, people would ask me, and I'd say, you know, they can give money for their reasons, and I'll take it for my own reasons. And they buy nothing. They don't buy access. They don't buy anything. And certainly they don't influence my vote in any way. And that also is a kind of an unusual thing in politics, because it's very tough to accept huge donations from a certain kind of constituency and not respond in a way where you provide them with access. And you know, there are very few reasons that people give. Access is one of them. Love is one of them. Affection, friendship, family connections, that kind of thing. There's just a handful of things.
And by the way, before we go too far down the road talking politics, your bona fides is extensive in California politics. Let people know who maybe have not been with us over the course of the last 5-10 years exactly what your deal is as far as the People's Republic of California.
Well, it's a disaster. I still own a business. I have one business left in California, one yard. I sold the others, and I have my ranch is still there, and you can't duplicate, you know, 600 acres of Amador County. There's nothing in Nevada even close to it. I love Nevada, but it's a completely different thing. I got, you know, oak trees and creeks and ponds, and, you know, it's a beautiful place, and you can't duplicate that elsewhere unless you go to the Midwest or something. So I'm still kind of invested there. But what's going on there right now is just, it's disastrous. And Gavin Newsom, he doesn't frighten me one bit if he ended up being the ultimate candidate on the Democrat side. It's very likely, I think, that they'll go to convention, Biden will be coronated, and then he will step aside in favor of Newsom or who's that guy from Michigan. I mean, there's some really leftist candidates, and I think that Gavin Newsom got destroyed by Ron DeSantis in that debate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Let me ask you, one of the things that that people don't know about you is you served proudly in the People's Republic of California as a member of the legislature. What's it like being in the minority in the People's Republic of California?
Well, it's way, way, way worse. Now, they have a supermajority in both houses, and they have every constitutional officer in the state, you know, all of them. So it's much, much worse. When I was there, my first term, it was 37 Republicans and 43 Democrats. And we had a couple Democrats that were not idiots, that weren't absolutely leftists. And so, you know, we could fight over certain bills. Now, a Republican's just impotent, you know, just irrelevant. It's a sad state of affairs. But the chickens will come home to roost, and eventually California's going to be in real trouble. They have a huge, huge deficit right now. And a state can't declare bankruptcy, you know, like a business can or like other entities can do. You know, they end up in basically it's a receivership, and a federal court takes over and does an attribution. So if they have X number of dollars coming in, they divide it up, you know, through an allocation, and you get some percentage of what you expected to get. And that's just the way it goes. So it's going to happen. And those people on state that are funded by the state in one way or another are going to find out that the money's just not going to be there. It can't be.
One of the things that I've been just kind of monitoring kind of under the surface, and that is athletes who run for political office. I saw the other day Steve Garvey. Remember Steve Garvey, Dodger star, is running for the U.S. Senate in California. Your thoughts on what he brings to the race. And by the way, am I right? You've got experience running against former professional
athletes? Yeah, I ran against
athletes.
Another Dodger. I ran against another Dodger named Steve, and that was Steve Sachs, and we cleaned his clock. it was no brainer because a lot of those guys they're famous and they get coddled and they think they're really smart. And then they come up against someone that hasn't been coddled, that had to work for everything they have. And it doesn't go well for him. And he was out of the race in about, I don't know, 6 weeks from the beginning. He's a bad candidate, handsome dude, boy, great athlete, all that stuff. But, you know, when we're at Ichabod's next week, I'm going to tell you the story about me being able to throw to first. Okay, just remind me. Too much, not enough time for it right now.
Okay, fair enough. And by the way, we are going next week. He's going to be in for the SHOT Show, and of course we have to stop at Ichabod's Lounge. I want to ask you because one of the things I said on this program right after the midterm elections, where we were looking for the ever elusive big red wave, I said that we are going to be, this show is going to be a source for vetting candidates. And there are surprisingly some really, really solid candidates all across the state that may help us turn this state red again. And you've been much a part of that, I know, in Northern Nevada.
Well, you know what I've done, Kevin, is I follow oftentimes because I'm not as intimately involved as you are. You know, you talk to people all the time and get input. And so I'll go to you and say, Kevin, I'm going to spend X number of dollars. Who should I give it to? And I think your listeners, you know, if they have the capacity to do that, is exactly what they should do because you're no nonsense. You got no fish to fry except you want to make the state of Nevada a better place.
And I want it to be red. Red as can be. And you're in the process now of vetting a lot of candidates, are you not?
Yes, frankly, I am. I'm interested in a few races. I'm going to be contributing to Jeff Gunter, one of your guys, and I like him a lot. I've talked to him personally several times, and I think he's a great guy. But if you have a friend that's in the business and that you think highly of as a candidate, that's where I'm going.
Jeff Gunter, good guy, and you're going to be obviously supporting him and other candidates. Let me just ask you, this whole thing of the caucus versus the primary, are you okay with making the caucus the way we dole out delegates?
You know, I prefer a primary, and I prefer a closed primary where each party gets, you know, we're a private organization. We should be able to choose our own candidate, not have outsiders like what happened in Iowa. You know, Nikki Haley they ran out of registration forms. You know, you can re-register within 30 seconds. You can get to the caucus, and if you're Democrat or Republican, you can change parties right then and there in 30 seconds. In the state of Iowa, they ran out of those forms because there were so many Democrats doing that. Yeah, so, you know, I don't like that at all. I want a closed primary where Republicans choose a Republican nominee, Democrats choose a Democrat nominee. You can run as an independent or, you know, a third party libertarian or whatever. But each party, if they're an established party, should be able to establish their own candidate and not have interference from outside. California is so corrupt in that way. It's unbelievable.
I think that's a great idea. Rico, we are out of time. Thank you so much, my friend. Can we have you on again soon and not wait like
Absolutely.
A couple of years?
Oh, yes, you can. And by the way, Ichabod's 5 p.m. So if any of your fans want to come out and join us, tell them to come on over to our table. We'd love to.
And that's next Tuesday, right?
I believe so. Yes, the 23rd. Yeah, the evening, the 23rd.
I love it.
And
hey,
I'm bringing my friend Van Booth with me.
There you go. We will see you next week here during the SHOT Show. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see you, my friend. You be good, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Oh, you betcha, Kevin. We'll talk to you later.
There you go. Rico Aller, entrepreneur, Northern Nevada guy, And we'll get a chance to hook up with him again next week. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Ask yourself, what's most important in your life? Family? Safety in your home? Visit Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond. Precision Armory and Range is a full-service gun store where customers are like family. Simply owning a firearm and exercising your Second Amendment right is not enough. Education and safety are essential. You can't protect yourself and loved ones if you can't shoot. We offer you the training to be the most responsible firearm owner possible. At Precision Armory and Range, we offer everything from first-time shooter course, which will give you the basic knowledge to handle a firearm safely, all the way to our outstanding private one-on-one lesson with our highly experienced in-house instructors. Precision Armory and Range also offers weekly concealed carry classes and, coming soon, safety classes for young adults. Improve your shooting skills at one of our six shooting lanes at Precision Armory. Competitive prices on everything from firearms to accessories, private party transfers, PLIV qualification sign-off, and classes. Education and safety are Precision Armory and Range's most important core values. Be smart and be safe with your firearm, and you'll have the confidence to protect those most important to you. Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Bucks further down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go.
In case you missed it, Britain's King Charles III is going into the hospital next week to be treated for an enlarged prostate. So Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense, was in for the same thing. So our best wishes to King Charles III. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you